Then Jesus said to them, "Everything written about me in the law and the prophets was bound to be fulfilled." And so he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Let us pray. God our Creator, your kindness has brought to us the gift of this lovely day and given us our place here in this lovely house of prayer. As we gather here in the name of the risen Christ, may our worship be more than just habit, deeper than duty, and rise higher than vague hope in a kindly divinity. For you raised your Son from the dead and gave him glory, and now by the Holy Spirit we share his deathless love and life. Gracious God, because you are worthy of all praise and deserve our deepest devotion, we come to offer our worship once more. And we have come from many ways to this church this morning, some sad, some searching, some wearied by worry, some happy and content. Some of us are full of life, and others feel that the life has gone out of them. Some surrounded by family and friend, and others have come here from homes that are too quiet and lonely. But all of us have come to this church believing that here we may worship you and join the worship of heaven itself and receive the benediction of your peace. Holy God, awesome in beauty and love, have mercy on us, for you see us at our best and at our worst. Our enthusiasm and our waning, our courage and our cowardice, our cleverness and our foolishness. You see our fickle faith, our spasmodic prayers, our pride, our timid hope. You see the love that we have given and the love that we have withheld, the happiness that we have spread, the hurt that we may have caused. God, we turn our minds and stunted affections towards you again, because we believe that you are not put off by these checkered lives. We repent of our sin. We ask for your forgiveness. Come to us now and to the whole church upon the earth. Receive the prayers we offer and inspire us by your Spirit, so that none of us may leave this place without knowing afresh the benediction of your presence. Through Jesus Christ, your risen Son, we ask our prayer, and in the words he taught us, we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth